So you come here, what are the big adjustments you're having to make from
system
that you had system. Previously? And
It's actually very similar to the system I've had previously, so you know, that was a big advantage in learning this one. Just learning the fine points of each play, something I'm trying to do every day, just little nuances of blocking technique and route running is something I'm focusing on.
How much, you know, Stevens and Mealy are kind of known as receiver type guys. I mean, what do you kind of bring a different dimension with the blocking?
You know, I've always enjoyed blocking. I did a lot of it in college, and I think that's kind of how I got my foot in the door in the NFL. And something I take a lot of pride in, the physical part of the game. And like I say, I'm always looking to improve on it. But, you know, hopefully can contribute in that area for the team.
Did you play tackle along the way?
No, I've always played tackle. Actually, it's kind of a growth spurt story. You know, I played receiver in high school and just kind of sprouted up, and I was able to put some weight on, but always played tight end, and like I said, I enjoy the blocking aspect of the position.
What is the blocking aspect of the position? What do you have to do?
Well, you know, blocking is all about footwork and technique, and you know, it's amazing. You see guys that may not be the biggest guys on the field, but technique ultimately wins. Mm-hmm. And so that's something you got to really focus on.
Who out here is, you know, when you get kind of in the lines and you got to pair off, do you kind of look and see who you're going against? And who out here is a tough guy to go against?
Well, you know, at this level, everybody's, you know, pretty good, or really good, actually. And everybody's out here trying to win a spot and improve, so everybody's playing as hard as they can. So as far as singling anybody out, I couldn't really do that. But yeah, at this level, like I say, anyone you go against is going to be a fight. So you got to rely on your technique to hopefully come through.
You mentioned the growth spurt. So when you came into high school, when you first played high school ball, what were your stats? I mean, were you 6?
I think I grew like 5-6 inches in about a year and a half. So I was, you know, about 6'6", about 105 pounds going into my senior year. You know, then the metabolism slowed down, I was able to put a little weight on, so it all evened out.
How did that affect how you were recruited? Because if you were, I mean, you were obviously more than 105, but you were a skinny guy.
Yeah, I was, you know, I didn't get recruited by any D1 schools, really. I was offered a half scholarship to Furman, but I ended up walking on at Georgia Tech. And I've always kind of taken that walk-on mentality with me wherever I've been, just kind of work your way through and try to get recognized.
Did you go to Georgia Tech thinking, this is where I want to go to school and I'll give football a shot, or did you think, I want to play football there and that's why I'm going there?
Well, academics have always been real important, so it was a good mix because it's a great school, and the fact that you're getting to play, you know, top-notch college, you know, Division I football. So when I narrowed down my choices, that was a great fixture. I had a couple buddies going there from my high school on scholarship, so we kind of stuck together, and it worked out. So.
What did you play up there weight-wise?
I think I started off around 235, worked up around 250.
How long did it take you to get on the field and contribute?
Well, actually, I ended up playing my freshman year. I got called up to play about halfway through the season, and he ended up, Coach O'Leary gave me a scholarship the summer after my first year. So, yeah, it was good. I was able to get in there and contribute pretty soon.
That's kind of a good feeling, is it? I mean, a lot of the top athletes who make it this far come in, and they got the full ride almost, like, taken for granted.
Yeah.
I mean, what did that feel like when you finally made it?
I mean, it's something I'm proud of. I've always just kind of, I guess, kept my mouth shut and worked hard. It's kind of been my mentality. And, you know, going in, they told me, you know, they're not going to give me a scholarship, but it was something I could definitely earn if I worked hard enough. And it worked out, you know, and I'm thankful for Coach O'Leary for giving me it. But, yeah, it was a fun experience, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you very
Thanks.
Much.
Appreciate it.